Are you talking about something like a corral?
A corral, maybe.
A corral. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But if you have, like, say, a cattle or something like that.
Yeah, or if you have horses, I guess usually you'd call it, suppose it were just cows.
Mm-hmm.
Or
I would think of
mules.
It as a corral.
Or
but
mules? I'm sorry.
Mules? No, I can't think of any particular name.
I didn't catch up.
No, that's all right.
Let me see. What about the place? So usually you have a barn, and then you have some place around the barn where you, like a corral.
Mm-hmm.
Then often there's a place where you let them graze. What do you call that?
Pasture.
Okay. Let me see. You probably never did this. Maybe you did. I don't know. Did you ever raise cotton?
Raise cotton?
Yeah.
No, uh-uh.
You ever know people who were involved?
Well, being down here, that I think everybody to a certain degree knows a little bit about
mm-hmm.
cotton raising, but then not much. Now, at one time, I did have a job working the cellulose plant, which processed cotton seed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, uh-huh. And also soybean, you know, but...
What'd you do there?
I worked in the laboratory as a chemical analyst. I used to analyze the protein content by the Kildall method and crude fiber content. Things like measure the efficiency of the operation by checking how much residue was left in the mashed seed or bean.
Mm-hmm. What do they use mashed cotton seed for?
All sorts of things. You've got cotton seed oil, of course, but then cotton seed, what is spent, you know, of course, can go into animal feed and things such as that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, the people who work out in the fields with cotton, at harvest time, what do they do?
Pick cotton.
They pick cotton. Any other way of saying that same thing?
I've never heard of any. That of course this might be, you know, the city boy again thinking about, you know, the romantic days.
You ever read Erskine Caldwell?
No, I never have. It's strange because I'm, you know, from this area,
yeah.
And I always figure that I probably will have to one day, but then I never have.
In a cotton field? Often there's a kind of grass that grows up that you know, it's kind of weed. Do you know about that or any names for that?
That is peculiar to cotton fields.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or what about any grass that grows up in a field like that?
Well, I used to think of them as weeds. Now, out of my own farm, that I've got things, you know, like coffee weed and Johnson grass and morning glories, the
mm-hmm.
beautiful things, but the doggone it, the double thing to deal with.
Yeah.
Crabgrass, even.
Okay. Well, usually you talk about a thing like cotton, or what kind of crops do you grow out there, anyway?
Oh, most of the stuff for my own use and that which I can trade with my neighbors.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, the things like corn and snap beans, I call them snap beans to distinguish them from string beans because I usually try to get the stringless variety. And butter beans, and were I there now, I'd be planting radishes and cabbage and onions and some potatoes and